Welcome to this time of worship with Bethel Maidstone United Church, located in Maidstone, Ontario. My name is Catherine Elsden. I'm the Congregational Minister, and I'm so glad you've tuned in. This episode concludes a series focusing on accounts of the early church to see what they have to teach us about what it means to be a community of faith. This series draws from the Book of Acts to remind us of who we are as Christians and what lies at the core of our communities of faith. We've looked at things like awe and wonder, togetherness and community, enough for all, the glad breaking of bread, and in this episode, praising God. I invite you to join me in prayer. Awesome and wonderful God, we bring our praises before you this day. Receive our adoration. Let our words be full of truth, and take away any reticence or fear we may have about expressing our love for you. Let our worship be an offering to you this day. Amen. Our scripture reading is a story of Pentecost found in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. It's a story of how the early church, after the death and resurrection of Jesus, is blessed by the presence of his Spirit that inspires and sustains them. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians and Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, all in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "Oh, they are filled with new wine." May God bless to our understanding these words of Holy Scripture. Amen. Our five-week exploration of what it means to be called to be the church ends with this episode. Over the past 4 weeks, we've been looking to the early church as our example of what it means to be the kind of church community God is calling us to be. Starting from a place of awe and wonder, we noticed how God's call knits people together in community, expands our sense of that community, and challenges us to gladly break bread and generously share our resources. In this episode, we end our exploration by noting how the early church community praised God in all they did. Acts chapter 2, verse 47 describes the early church as constantly praising God and having the goodwill of all the people, and day by day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. I invite you now to take a deep breath. Breathe in deeply. Draw all the life-giving air into your lungs that you can. As you do so, imagine what is happening within you, how oxygen is passing into your bloodstream, how that enriched blood courses through you to nourish all parts of your being. Consider all that is going on within you as you draw breath deep into yourself. And now, take another deep breath and hold it. Keep holding it. What do you notice? Tension? Pressure? If you held your breath too long, we could be in for some serious consequences. So let go. Exhale. Just as drawing breath into us is important, and the work of that breath within us is important, so too it is important to let the breath out, to exhale, to maintain an equilibrium between in and out in order for us to be healthy. Likewise, when we look at the example of the early church, we realize that it's important to take in, notice, and observe with awe and wonder the amazing works of God around us. We talked about this in our first week together. It's important to let those mighty actions work on us, calling us into deeper community, broadening our imaginations, and moving us toward generosity. We talked about those things over the past few weeks as well. But it's also important to express outwardly, to put out into the world our sense of what God is doing within us by praising God, proclaiming God's goodness, and witnessing to others what God has done for us. Shout, sister, shout, is the cry of the old gospel singer. Tell the whole world what it's all about. How can I keep from singing your praise? Asks the contemporary worship singer. How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing, pleads the hymn writer, my great Redeemer's praise. When the Holy Spirit came upon the early church at Pentecost, God gave the believers the ability to speak in new languages. People from all corners of the known world at the time asked, how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? This wasn't a party trick meant to impress. The Holy Spirit empowered the believers in this way because the glory of God needs to be expressed and shared. Our praise of God needs to be expressed and heard. The Westminster Shorter Catechism, which is a summary of Christian faith from our Presbyterian and Reformed roots, begins by inquiring about the chief aim of humanity. What are we meant for? For what are we designed? It describes our chief aim as being twofold, to glorify God and to enjoy God forever. What lately has caused you to say, wow, God, thank you? Where have you witnessed God at work in the world around you? As you know, this is my last week in ministry with you before my family moves to Kingston. I am looking forward to this next chapter in my life as I prepare to start ministry with two new churches, Sydenham Street and Faith United Churches in Kingston. As I pack my office and say farewells, I've been reflecting on so many wonderful moments I've shared with you these past few years. I recall the joint Christmas cantata with Essex United Church, the Advent Study Series, the hanging of the greens service when we all joined in decorating the sanctuary for Christmas. I recall the beautiful baby shower hosted by the women of the church that supported the work of the Welcome Center shelter for women and families. I recall fun weekday mornings in the preschool drop-in center, crafting and snacking with little ones and their caregivers. I recall celebrating building the well in Ghana with a water-themed service. I recall the privilege of anointing your foreheads with oil and the blessings of God. I recall many laughs and tears as we sang, prayed, visited, and broke bread together. I recall all of these things and feel so grateful to God. In Bethel Maidstone United, I have found a kind, respectful, fun, and supportive church family, and that is because you are guided by the Spirit of Jesus. I thank God for you and the community you've formed. Last Sunday, we gathered in the church parking lot for a lovely farewell drive-through party, and I had a chance to reminisce about some of those memories with you. There are so many things about this past year that have been challenging, and it's challenging to properly say goodbye at this time. I know you miss your church and you miss each other. As I conclude my ministry here, know that I will miss you as well. I will cherish the memories we've shared and will continually give thanks to God for you. I am sad, but I trust that God has many more good things in store for us, for you and for me. There will be many more reasons and occasions to pause and praise. Our job as a church is to look for those opportunities. We are called to notice, take in, and be aware of the presence of God and the Holy Spirit working among us. We are shaped and formed by that work into a community with imagination and joyful generosity. It means we give voice and outward expression. We proclaim the goodness of God in word and deed for others to hear and see. This is the breath of life, in and out and in again. We are called to be a community, alive and living in Christ. And for that I say, thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Glorious God, in the outpouring of your Spirit, we affirm that you have not left us alone. You have called us to be the church, your people, guided by that Spirit to live lives of abundance and generosity. For that we give you thanks and praise. We give thanks for whose we are, children of the living God. We declare our identity as those claimed by Christ. We anticipate the kind of community we will become, a church fully alive in the Spirit. As we heed your call in our lives, we give thanks and glory to God whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Gracious God, give us gentle hearts to walk with those who are hurting, the sick, the sad, the lonely. Help us speak words of comfort and be a loving presence to the people around us. Redeeming Savior, give us courage to stand up to injustice, to use our power and privilege to challenge oppression, to commit ourselves as Christians and Canadians to listen, learn, and act to achieve reconciliation with Indigenous peoples. Eternal Spirit, crack open our hesitancy to extend generosity to others. Break through our fears and dismantle our prejudices. Make us responsive to your presence in our lives. We offer up to you all those people and situations that lie close to our hearts. Hear our praise, O God, and in your love answer. Glory be to you, O God, from generation to generation, across differences and localities, in the church and through the Spirit, now and forever. Amen. We join in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thanks for listening to this episode and for all your listens and likes over the past year. Best wishes and thanks go to the Reverend Paul Rohde, who will be offering his own podcast and leadership in the coming weeks. And now go forth with a daring and a tender heart. Go in peace, the world is waiting. And whatever you do, do it for love, knowing that you follow Jesus. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the abiding presence of the Spirit be yours now and always. Amen.